So the episode 9 poster that leaked is real. It is real. Oh, wait. No, Mark Hamill said it's not real. And then other people were like, no, it's real. It's retail. So it's real. I don't know, guys. And on top of that, right, it's April 1st. It's April Fool's. So we don't know what's going on. Are we being fooled? Are we not? Either way, welcome back, everybody. This is the Resistance Broadcast. I'm John Hoey. Thanks so much for joining us today. It is Monday. It is April Fool's. We're going to joke around, but we're not going to play too many pranks on you guys. We promise, sort of. But before we get into anything, I do just want to announce that after Star Wars Celebration, we are converting to a full Star Trek podcast. So we're going to be called the Enterprise Broadcast, and we're going to be doing this a lot. And that, no, we're not. No, we're not. Guys, James, Lacey, welcome back. Happy April Fools to both of you fools. Are you guys ready to talk about Star Wars? Forever?
Forever. Wait, okay. What is it?
Wakanda forever?
Always. What's the...
That's Harry Potter, right?
Yeah, Harry Potter thing, yeah.
Yes.
I think I'm mixing that with Napoleon Dynamite. Always and forever.
Tina, come get your dinner!
I can't wait to see Kylo Ren die in episode 9.
James, you got to capture that, by the way.
April Fools.
We're going to mute Lacey's mic at our panel and just that playing over the speakers. Oh, man. How you guys doing? You guys ready to rock out some Star Wars tonight?
Yeah, man. I love Kylo Ren.
This poster thing's wild. Can't wait to get into it.
I know. There's so many moving parts, especially like as more time passes and people talk more about it. My brain is just spinning like a top. I don't even know where to land on it. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the other character collage to get into too. But guys, we have two poll results to get into. I believe one of which has to do with that poster. So let's hop right into those poll results right now. All right. So we asked you guys, do you think George Lucas, the maker, thank the maker on TeePublic, will make an appearance at Star Wars Celebration this year? And we gave you three choices, yes, no, and maybe, I'm not sure. So we'll start from the bottom, work our way to the top. 21% of you, so about a fifth, said maybe, and we're not really sure. Tossing it around a little bit. 32% said no, George is gone. Sad. Makes me sad. And 47%, though, about almost half of the people out there, think he will make an appearance at Celebration this year. I'll just start by saying it makes sense to me because it is the end of the Skywalker saga, which is his last involvement, really his last connection to the franchise, and then also the 20th anniversary of The Phantom Menace. So I'm fingers crossed. I know we talked about this on the pod last Thursday, but fingers crossed that we see George. What do you guys think?
I say no.
You're such a downer. You're always so like... Me and Lacey are hopeful. You're always like, nah.
Because I think he makes it very special occasions. And he did come back for the 40th anniversary because it happened to fall in that year. And okay, cool. So he did that. But he didn't come back for... will we see George Lucas at the Force Awakens year celebration? And it's like, yeah, I mean, it would be great for him to like hand the baton off, but he didn't. So if he is he more likely to come to Celebration to hand the baton off, or is he going to come back there to wrap up the end of this, but it's not the end of Star Wars? And I don't know, it's more of a mess. So I think that he won't, but he may come back in the future and we'll be really glad when he does. But this isn't the year. He just came to the last one, you know, so.
All right, Lacey?
I said no. I don't think he's coming back. I think he was just there last year. He's got stuff to do.
Yup.
So like you don't think films he wants to come back for the Phantom Menace panel?
No.
I mean, he came back for 40 years of the original Star Wars, 20 years of Phantom Menace. It's like less years for one specific.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, George is going to be 75 this year, I think. It's like, I don't know how many more. You say in the future, but was he going to just be 85 years old showing up at these things?
If
I don't know.
He does,
it's interesting.
It's a big surprise, but I don't think he will.
I think he will. You know why? Because I'm hopeful. I'm positive. I'm a positive guy. All right, guys, we did have a best comment, and it was Tim Everly at BlueBear76. And he said, I wouldn't mind if he rocks another blue checker shirt too. I feel like Celebration is a good place to help heal any hurt feelings he may have from fans. I know he looked very relaxed and happy at last year's Celebration. So Tim thinks, or we would like to see him. So thank you for that, Tim. Appreciate that. Guys, we have one more poll. And
bonus poll.
Bonus poll, segue poll. If you have seen it, I know a lot of people are a little salty about this thing on the internet. Do you think the leaked Star Wars Episode 9 poster that's going around is real or fake, aka like fan-made, that sort of thing? And 56% said they think it's real, and 44% said fake. First of all, where do you two stand on that, and were you shocked at the percentages and how fans feel about it?
I'm 100% shocked at the percentages. I am surprised that 44% people think that's fake. The thing I think that leads that side of the conversation is Mark Hamill's comments, and we'll get into that.
LG?
Yeah, I think it's definitely real. No doubt about it. I looked at, when I saw it, I was like, oh man. And I got so excited. I tweeted it out, and I'm sorry for all the people that got mad at me that were like, how dare you tweet this out? And I should have put spoilers on my tweets, and I'm sorry. I just get excited. And if you don't like excitement, then don't follow me because I'm excited.
Yeah.
But that being said, they're only costumes. And I think that this is definitely real. I think the amount of work that would go into photoshopping these people into those costumes, especially with the image that also leaked with the poster, which was a character like lineup of them in their costumes. The amount of effort it would take to do that, and just the way that it's structured, like every other poster we've seen from Disney with retail stuff from The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens, it just doesn't make sense. Like, and they just look, it just looks so legit, guys. There's no way. And I think a lot of people were saying it, and I agree with it, that the title at the bottom is a placeholder for when the real title comes, gets announced.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been funny if the bottom of the poster said fart buckets, but you know, I think what throws most people, and throws me too, and the hot topic that's going around is the 3PO thing.
The 3PO. Just, yeah.
It is so freaking weird. Yeah, Coat Rack McGee over there, holding the bowcaster with the bandolier. Even like when people isolate him and zoom in and post that, it looks awful. So I don't know if it's just
it might just be a draft too. You don't like, it could that's be a draft. Yeah, we're saying.
Yeah, and you know, is Hamill trolling? Like, we'll get into that more in a little bit, I guess. But I was surprised too at the percentages. I agree, 56% saying real, and 44% saying that they think it's fan made or fake. So, but we're, you know, we're about 10 days away from seeing a real poster, I guess. We assume, and knowing a lot more about the movie, so it'd be funny if we when we see the trailer, if we see 3PO pointing a bowcaster at somebody. But we're actually going to talk more about that stuff on Thursday. But that's it, guys, for the poll results. So let's talk about the news. And the news is real or fake posters. So, James, let's fire up that Resistance report, man.
It's the Resistance.
So big surprise here. What do you guys think we're talking about? The same thing we've been talking about for 5 minutes.
Yes.
The poster.
Yes.
That
and the other thing
leaked. Yeah. And the, that collage too. I think the people don't really care so much about the collage.
Oh, I disagree.
I do. Cause you see Lando.
And you get names on it from the other new characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
So spoiler alert.
Yeah, but you don't see that hashtag collage spoiler. As like search hashtag Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not seeing that. You're seeing that poster.
Yeah.
All right. So this thing was leaked. It was posted on Reddit. It was covered by Making Star Wars. There's a bunch of stuff that goes into this. I mean, there's so many different angles to this. People have been backtracking on.
It was covered by Star Wars Newsnet too.
No, but it was covered, it was the story was Making Star Wars, though, wasn't it?
No, it was on Reddit. They just got it out first.
Oh, interesting.
There's actually people on Twitter, like someone on Twitter posted
it. It originated on 4chan, then went to Reddit, and then people put it on Twitter.
But way to shout out another fan site, James.
Well, I did that because Collider gave credit to making Star Wars for it.
Yeah. Good for Collider.
But anyway, yeah, that was on the episode that they posted. Anyway, irrelevant. It's been back and forth. So people have been saying that this is the official theatrical poster. People have been saying that this is just artwork done for like, you know, a poster for like Hot Topic or just like promotional material. Then on top of that, we've gotten a lot of like people saying that it's altogether fake, including Mark Hamill. And then we have people kind of like confirming that it's real, like John Boyega. So it's just, it feels like no matter what angle you come at, there's always going to be something that said, but this doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I've been so back and forth on this. I definitely think this thing is real and not like a fan made it, but there's no telling if this thing could be the theatrical poster, right? Lacey, what do you think about this? I mean, you were kind of giving us a little bit of a breakdown there, but let's talk a little bit more about why this can't just be a fan made poster.
So it can't be a fan-made poster because the images in the character collage match the images on the fan poster, which have the character names, and they have those pictures look exactly like the blurry photos we saw about a month ago on Reddit where they showed character costumes. Like, it's the exact same pictures, which then bring source to that.
Well, to be clear, it's not the exact same pictures. These are different poses.
The Lando one's pretty much the same one.
Well, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. but, I mean, and then, like, the Stormtrooper helmet that was on the crew, crew jackets and crew fleeces, the Stormtrooper face matches the Stormtroopers on the bottom of the poster. There's a bunch of callbacks. Now, naturally, people are like, okay, well, couldn't someone just make this? Yeah. The amount of effort that went into this is obscene. And second of all, the images that they used for like John Boyega and Oscar Isaac and Daisy Ridley don't exist anywhere else. You can't find those pictures of them in another picture faced like that. And it has John Boyega's new haircut. John Boyega even not confirmed the poster, but someone said, hey, you're wearing those Han Solo pants. And he goes, I had to. So that proves that that's what he wears in the movie. It's too many things coming together that it's like you can't ignore the legitimacy of this poster. Now, do I think it's the theatrical poster? No way. There's no way that's what they're putting in theaters. However, I do see something like on the side of a Target like display for toys or something that they sell as posters in like a Five Below, which it looks exactly like the Last Jedi one that they sold, where Rey was centered with all the different characters thrown into one. Because if you're using it as an advertisement, they want to show as much as they can in a little space with as many characters as possible. Whereas the theatrical is just supposed to tease you and get you interested in the movie. So that's why I think that. But I'll let John get into Mark Hamill's trolling.
Yeah, you know, I'm really spun about this whole thing because I do want to talk about Mark Hamill for sure, but you know, I'm just staring at this thing and thinking about it. And I do agree with you, Lacey. When we looked at the first leaks and we saw the characters and it all makes sense. I mean, I want to know if is Finn like this for a discussion for another time, like Maz Kanata would say, but is he actually wearing Han Solo's pants? Like, did he find those on the Falcon?
And now he's
wearing
Han's pants.
That interests me.
Cause remember originally someone had made a comment about how he's wearing Han's jacket the jacket from Empire Strikes Back. And it's a vest that he's wearing. And he had said, yes, it is. Remember? Cause they had it in an article that the jacket got auctioned off.
Yeah, so maybe he needed to use like Han's clothes that were on the Falcon. I don't know. That's a way to tie Han into the final movie. But
maybe.
You know, looking at Kylo with the helmet, everything's so intricate. And you got the Knights of Ren there. You got these helmets. You got those TIE fighters. I'm looking at that new...
And those Knights of Ren match the Knights of Ren that are in the Force Awakens art book.
Yeah. And, you know, you see the pizza cutter thing that we call it, that new robot, that weird Mac and me alien. There's just so much here that for a fan to do this and not be like, I made this. My name is this. here's my fan art.
They always take credit, yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me. So just that alone, like, no one's that selfless, like, I'm anonymous and I made this great thing. It took me 5,000 hours to make. So that alone makes me think this is real. And now to Mark Hamill. It's Mark's last rodeo here, and I think he's trying to play good soldier, and he's trying to protect the brand and say, like, this would never happen. Ignore it. 3PO with a bowcaster doing that classic Mark Hamill get out of here thing. But I think that is, you know, real. And it is possible that Mark Hamill doesn't even know that, though I think he would.
Because you have to remember, Oscar Isaac specifically brought up Anthony Daniels and saying how, like, Anthony Daniels does great work in this movie.
Yeah, that he had a big part or did a great job. He was there till the end sort of thing.
Bowcaster. Anyone?
And let's not forget that hug that in that photo of the three of them where it shows Poe crying, and we kind of speculated on here, it might have been Lacey was like, oh, that might have been Oscar's last day on set.
Shooting. It was.
If they were on Jordan, which we're thinking might be some kind of big battle, they also said it was Anthony Daniels' last day too. So does C-3PO end filming doing that battle? And that's why he has these weapons here. That makes sense to me. So all this is pointing to it being real. Especially as I'm thinking it out here. But I guess we get to our own point sometimes right here on the podcast. So, and then the last thing I want to say, I want to get James's thoughts first, but I do then want to jump to talking about those new characters and their names in a little bit. So James, I don't want to take too much of your steam here. What's your take?
I actually thought this was it's not like you're revealing it now, but when I first saw it, I was like, oh, this is the theatrical poster. And I was like, totally okay with it. I like this poster as a theatrical poster. Although Lacey, you were saying it didn't seem like one to you.
No, it's just so much going on. They wouldn't put this much stuff in.
But that's how I felt like, that's what I thought most people felt like when they saw the Force Awakens theatrical poster. They were like, it's too much. It just feels like there's too much.
And then you see the Avengers poster and there's like, here's 5,000 faces.
Well, that's because people paid for those spaces.
Yeah.
But no, I saw this and I was like, yeah, I actually really like this. I could see this being the theatrical poster. The only thing that I thought was odd about it is that there was no Luke, no Leia, you know, no Lando.
No,
and
R2.
I was like, okay. Yeah. It seems like there's a couple things that if they were going to put this up as the theater poster, they would probably want to put some of these people on it to be like, hey, look, it's Mark Hamill. And Mark Hamill to most people means Luke Skywalker. Hey, there's a Luke Skywalker movie coming, stuff like that. But this seemed more like episode 9 supporters, like Star Wars fans would like this poster and think it was really cool. There was that aspect to it. The Mark Hamill stuff kind of, I don't know what to think about it. The R2 or the C-3PO comment, I'm with you, John. That sounds like if you read it as text, it seems like he's blowing it off like it's like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But if you read it like Mark Hamill talks, it reads like, get out of here.
3PO with a bowcaster.
Yeah. Oh, that's just silly or something like that, but it's totally real. The one that bothered me the most, I think, is the one where he said, where somebody asked him, is this official? And he said, like, in my opinion, this is very, very well done fan art. And he has to, I mean, my gut thing is he has to know that's not fan art, but it also makes me think, like, why would he say that? Because ultimately when this is something that they use, then he's kind of downing Disney at this point. He's kind of saying the stuff that Disney does, the marketing for this just looks like fan art to me. I don't know. It was weird. It was a weird comment because ultimately that's going to come back and we're going to be like, hey, this is an official thing. And he's like, yeah, it doesn't look good. It looks like a fan put it together.
I gotta say something. I've heard things about things being different this time around, and all the things I hear are that JJ is in more control than anyone has been to this point in this trilogy. Mm-hmm. He's in charge of trailer edits in terms of he's overseeing that. He is probably in charge of what appears on a poster and how it's done purposefully. And I think he's built up that capital. And we've talked about that on the podcast and other videos, I think. And when I look at this poster, to your point, James, that you brought up, how there's no Hamill, there's no Carrie.
I think he did it on purpose.
No Harrison. He is saying, these are my characters. I developed these characters. I am putting my, I don't need the big pop. I don't need mm-hmm. the old guard to sell these characters. These are my people now. We're Ray ending this trilogy hero. With yeah. these with these characters. So I think that.
Do you guys remember the Kylo Ren I created? Here he is front and center on the poster.
Right.
With
and
the
there's
helmet.
Rey. And here's the other yeah. two. It's like there's the four of them making a diamond right there.
And then Rose isn't on the poster.
Right. Yeah, that's a Rian Johnson character. I mean, you do have Chewie and you have 3PO, and I get that because you need that on a Star Wars poster. You need something there. But he's saying, these are my characters. I believe in them. I don't need the old greatest hits to show up to sell how great I love these characters. And that screams J.J. Abrams to me.
That's a good point, man. I mean, I totally agree with you. He's locking in himself as a director and as a content creator for a long time by saying, hey, remember when George Lucas created Luke Skywalker? Mm-hmm. I created Rey.
Like, you know, I ain't mean? No cover band, dude.
Remember when George Lucas created Darth Vader? I created Kylo Ren.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. I do get that. And you know, somebody coming along, even having the slightest inkling of saying like, hey man, you did Star Wars, right? Oh, that movie was only successful because Mark Hamill and Luke Skywalker was in it. It's like, mm-hmm. no, like, and I did that. You
he
know
could
what
also,
I mean?
He could yeah, also be
I
saying,
I do understand that.
He could also be saying like, remembering what people said about, oh, you just rehashed A New Hope. And maybe that like really itched at him. And he's like, you know what? I am going to come back in 9. I'm going to show them that I'm going to make this weird, cool movie that you can't say is anything like we've seen before. And it starts here with this poster. Luke Skywalker, love you. You're in the movie. Don't need you on the poster. This is my deal.
So here's another question I got for you guys. So is this poster A? That was totally going to be the poster. And then now that that it's been leaked, they go, let's go with poster B. Just to prove that wasn't the theatrical poster.
I don't think they're ever going to release this poster.
That's what I'm saying.
I think this poster is shot. I think you'll see something similar, but this poster will never see the light of day.
Lacey, what's your take Disney? On people said that they think this may be for, you know, at the end of the aisle at Target. This may be a retail, like, here's the Star yeah. Wars aisle.
Yeah, oh, I said okay.
That.
Okay, so when
that's
you say
what I
release,
said at the beginning.
Then,
it was like a Hot Topic kind of design or something that would be used for, like, other stores.
Because I was confused because you said they won't release it. You mean they'll use it, but not as here's the movie's poster.
I don't think you'll ever see this poster released.
Yeah.
I think it will be reworked in a...
Okay, that's...
I guarantee
saying,
someone yeah, in a marketing department... Yeah, someone in a marketing department got a call and they said, scrap that. You'll never use that. And mm-hmm. I guarantee whoever worked their butt off on this print, who's probably not the person that put it out, I would guess, because they don't want to do that, is probably like, oh man, now I have to start all over.
Imagine JJ had like two he was choosing from and he's like, all right, this is the one we're going to reveal at Celebration. He's like, hey, Tim. Go leak that on the one on the 4chan. I want the internet to go crazy.
So I don't think they would do that, but at the same time, I've seen people do things before where they leak stuff, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's who actually did it.
And if he gets the reaction of people, he's like, all right, we have to adjust the real poster for Celebration real quick.
Usually the Celebration ones are pretty minimal, though.
I have a yeah. A little, I don't want to call it a conspiracy theory, but an idea. We were hearing some of this stuff like, oh, it looks like C-3PO is going to have the bandolier and the bowcaster. It looks like Carrie Russell's character is going to have a purple and gold costume. You know what I mean? Was mm-hmm. this the thing that they were looking at?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
So this exact image has been floating around with certain specific people for a while.
Yep.
And then just now actually made its way to the public. But this is where we've been getting all those rumors. Yep. Then you start thinking.
Because this is where okay. they got the idea that he puts his helmet back on, that there's red that connects the helmet. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. This is what they saw.
Yeah. So then you start thinking, well, when was this made? This might have been made long ago. And they've since like completely like abandoned, not some of these ideas, but in one way, I guess I want to say they've moved on since then. So this has long been not the poster that they were ever going to do anything with. But also, is there any possibility that this was like that crazy JJ conspiracy of like, this was created, this was getting tossed around, all this stuff with the red stormtroopers and all that stuff, all those leaks are stemming from stuff like this that is leaked.
I think it's
on
all
purpose.
Stemming from this.
Okay. 100%.
But is it real? That's what I'm saying. If all of our leaks.
And this is why, because for The Last Jedi, all the leaks that were leaked about what characters looked like and what turns they were taking with certain characters like Luke and how he was being perceived as the bad guy, all those leaks came from the poster. Someone leaked that poster and also, they pulled all the descriptions from that poster.
Tops cards.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm not going to get into it on the podcast,
but
you start connecting dots. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. I guess my thing is like, if I was making a movie and I wanted fake leaks out there to mislead people, I might put a leak out there that shows like a costume, like something that Daisy Ridley is wearing. And then I make a poster that has that exact costume and Daisy Ridley in a new pose. There's no way anybody could fake that. And then also put a picture of Qui-Gon Jinn next to her.
I think you're thinking,
you see what I'm saying?
And then people are like, I think someone
this has
this.
To be real because we, this yeah, I outfit get, I, that she's wearing,
I understand the
confirms
idea, but
because we got this other leak and that was for sure.
I don't think that's happening here.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I honestly think it's this poster. Someone saw it a while ago and that's where all these leaks have been coming from for months because someone saw it a while ago and then now it's been finally released. This happened with Last Jedi. All the same things happened Last Jedi. People were saying for months, oh, you know, Kylo Ren takes his mask off. Oh, Luke Skywalker is a bad guy. Oh, there's these, you know, other things that, called executioners and like all these. And that all leaked when the poster finally got out.
The one that made me laugh was R2-D2 is going to have porgs on his head. And then a Topps card comes out and it's R2-D2 with two porgs on his head. I'm like, okay, so someone at Topps showed this card to somebody and there you have
people
it. So yeah.
Always talk. As human beings, we love the feeling of knowing something that other people don't know.
Yeah.
Like it's like this gratifying feeling that you get when you're like, oh my God, I know this. I need to tell someone. So you're telling me all these people that get to see all this stuff, people at Hasbro, people at Topps, all these other people, not one person's gonna say anything. Because I could tell you now, I've seen people say things.
I think that all these people are going to say things because they've all seen this one single source.
Mm-hmm. Which is this poster. Yeah.
I know. And then if you question if that single thing is legitimate or if it was leaked on purpose and purposefully faked by JJ and other people in their crew.
I don't think he cares that much.
I'm just saying, then everybody is confirming their own things. Like they all saw the same fake thing and they're like, oh, I saw it and you saw it. Cool. Two sources. That's not two sources. That's one source. That's one poster.
At the end of the day,
not real.
At the end of the day, none of this is bad publicity for them.
It's just drumming up
excitement. It's getting people talking about something that they've literally announced nothing about. So this is not bad.
Can we talk about, and spoiler, Zori and Jaina?
I would say it's probably Jaina.
Jaina? I thought it was like a tribute to Jaina Solo, but they spelled it differently.
Oh, maybe. Because it's spelled like Hannah, but I just think Jaina sounds better.
Or could be Jaina, Jaina, yeah. And I don't mean that means Jaina Solo's in, so Legends people, please calm it down a little bit.
Yeah. It's like the Kira thing.
It's just a nod. Like, there's the name. We spelled it differently. And Zori looks like Zam Wessel from Attack of the Clones here.
I thought that, too. I also thought, like, the third member of Daft Punk that got kicked out.
Or like Enfys Nest's granddaughter. Like, it slowly looks like an Enfys Nest helmet.
Yeah.
I'm kidding about the granddaughter thing. And then it's weird seeing Billy Dee Williams wearing the exact same outfit as Donald Glover. It's like, did Lando hide that somewhere in a time capsule? And he's like, gotta dig out the old digs. Gotta get the old shirt back on. I don't know. It's pretty interesting to me. But
could
I like
seeing.
Can
you imagine if they do something super lame, like the clothes are on the Falcon still and they all get wet or something and then they have to change and he's like, oh, looks like these still fit.
Lacey, that may
which
happen.
Which they never
and that would. The hell out of me.
I'm sorry. I think it might happen.
Because
that would
so
explain
much.
Why John Boyega is wearing Han's clothes.
Yeah.
And then it ties it back to Solo, a Star Wars story.
That would annoy me.
It's not a bad point,
so much.
But that's the thing.
Looks
is like
these old digs still fit.
Yeah.
who's gonna believe that Billy Dee, like as in shape as he is, mm-hmm. is the same size
as
Donald Glover
who's right. the size of my leg?
let's go outside of the world of Star Wars real quick,
oh
and who's appeared like naked practically in his very famous music
very
video.
Fit. Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like mm-hmm. that guy's super skinny. So it's like I don't know.
But
I'm telling you, it might happen though.
You know what's weird? All Lando needs at this point is a hat, and he's pretty much dressed like a pimp. He has he has a cape, and now he has a cane. It's like Lando's going full bore at this point.
All I'm thinking about is Clayton saying how fan servicey this movie is, and that would be so fan servicey. He's like, oh, look what we have here.
Yeah, but it's not fan service where it's like nostalgic fan service. It's like, oh, you mean that from that movie from last year?
Look, I hate it. I'm telling you, I hate it.
Yeah.
But
it's connective, though.
It could be possible.
And fans like connectivity.
They do. Like James.
like the new characters. The new characters interest me, though.
I'm the reason.
I'm guessing this Zori means that's Carrie Russell, which means
she's
not.
I'm so sad.
Which means she's not a Knight of Ren. So debunk Lacey's theory.
I really wanted her to be, though. Wouldn't it have been so much cooler if she was?
Maybe.
I mean, it would have been okay.
This character could be really cool.
Slimo on Twitter said that weird alien was voiced by Matt Smith. Like, how funny would that be?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean the one from Explorers?
No, from
Mac and Me.
Mac and Me.
No, you guys don't know what I'm talking about. Explorers.
The one that, the clip that Paul Rudd shows on every Conan O'Brien's.
I know what you guys are talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about, but the fact that Matt Smith would be an alien... then it gives me my other theory correct.
Yeah. All this interests me, and what's crazy is in 10 days from now, all this can mean
nothing.
No. But I do have to say, before we move on, very interested that Kylo's got the mask back together. Oh, yeah, I got you. People on YouTube, James is showing us a picture of an alien from Explorers, I guess it is. But I wonder if they show us him putting it back together and he uses the Force and it kind of like swirls around and it comes back. That'd be kind of cool to see.
He's
like
hiding
when,
behind
like
that
when
mask
Jedi
again.
Are building their lightsabers.
Yes.
It's like all, yeah.
Yeah, and it gets back together and he's just like...
Yeah,
now
I mean, that's
better
than the one I've been proposing for a while where he's sitting there with the super glue.
Hobby
I've
Lobby
been waiting
glue?
For this
the
glue for
glue?
A long time.
He's like mixing epoxy. He's like, I gotta use
like
toothpicks.
I need some glitter glue.
it's like Matt, like SNL. He's like, you gotta mix the epoxy to get it nice and sticky.
General Hux, do you think this Gorilla Glue is going to hold?
Give me some red and glitter. Yeah.
Give me some red Gorilla Glue. I'm going to go kill another
I'm
village.
Like really sad he's putting the helmet back on because I think it's a disservice to Adam Driver, but hopefully he'll take the mask off after some point in the movie.
It's a disservice to Adam Driver.
He's a great actor.
Who wants to play
Adam
a great
Driver
character?
Adam Driver joked that he liked being behind the mask because he got to like pretend he was sleeping and this stuff.
I know. Well, the cool thing that I found out that I didn't realize was that the guy who's coming to Celebration that does General Grievous helped him come up with the voice and mask for Kylo Ren. And they actually built, because Adam Driver requested that he'd be able to talk through it, it actually worked and he was actually able to talk through the mask.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah, they did so much practicality. I mean, think
that's
about
so cool.
BB-8 being a real thing is insanity.
Bill
so.
Hader, yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's a disservice to David Prowse that he had to wear that mask the whole time.
Shut up, James. Shut up.
You know what I mean? Like, he's so pretty. I just want to look at
pretty.
Him the whole movie.
I said he was a good actor.
Yeah, playing a good character
I think
who wears a mask.
I think James Earl Jones is doing a disservice to David Prowse because his voice was way better.
You're
you are part
the
of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away. That's what he sounded like.
There's a video of Darth
Adam
Vader
Driver,
with a Finnish accent.
Sorry.
It's hilarious.
I'm so sorry that they're being so mean to you.
If Adam Driver picked this Star Wars podcast out of all the Star Wars podcasts to listen to, and he's like, yeah, I want to give this one a try.
And you guys exactly. Like,
this is the one time he's like,
then let me say, sir, you were fantastic broadcast in Black Klansman. Fantastic.
He really was. And you know what? He doesn't wear a mask in that movie. Weird.
Actually, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he wears a KKK hood.
For like 2 seconds.
You said he doesn't wear a mask in that movie. Boom.
I don't think he does, though. Does he?
Fake news.
Yeah, he does.
Whatever. All anyway.
Do we have anything else, Mr. Arthur Beatty?
I'm just excited to see if Carrie Russell's character fights, because she's a very good like action hero from Mission Impossible and then the Americans. And
she hit those books.
She
with
Mission Impossible?
Yeah. What?
Felicity.
Was she in Mission Impossible?
She is. She's in J.J. Abrams' Mission Impossible.
She's in the third one?
I think she's in the second.
That's not J.J. Abrams.
Second one was John Woo with all the doves.
Yeah. Oh, right. She's in whatever one J.J. Abrams did.
I think you're right. Weird. I think it was the third one.
I mean, it would be the third one if she was in one, because it would be J.J., but I don't remember her character specifically.
She has this crazy fight scene with Tom Cruise where they're like fighting their way out of a building.
That sounds right.
That sounds like Mission Impossible.
That does sound like Mission Impossible.
Okay,
or
guys.
Climbing up the building. As far as other news, do you guys want to talk at all about Star Wars Celebration Chicago?
I do, man. I do. Where do we start, though?
How about
we're 10 days away. Like, we're running out of time to talk to the people about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like,
don't sound excited, James.
All right. Yeah. Let's start our panel. Just another reminder. Saturday, April 13th, 6 o'clock Central Time. That's Chicago time at McCormick West in the place, first floor in, I forget what the name of the room number is, but it's a podcast stage. We'll be there for just under an hour. We have a lot of fun things planned. We're writing up the show of format as we speak. We have great giveaways that we posted on our Twitter page, and we're going to be posting tomorrow in an article on Star Wars News Net. We have pins, we have stickers, we have sunglasses. We have a couple of other cool things for a few lucky people who are going to be there.
Not talking about those. Those are a surprise. You got to come and see them.
Yeah, we made it. We may try to secure a major, huge, huge, massive guest like David Prowse. No.
Oh, jeez.
No. But no, we're going to have a great time. So make sure April 13th, Saturday at Celebration, first floor, podcast stage, 6 o'clock. Be there. Get there early so that you're not, you know, running in at the last second. You know, if you get a chance to see us ahead of time, give us a high five. That'd be cool. But we hope to see you. And then after that, we're going to the Ark Bar at 7 o'clock.
Is this April Fool's Day?
Why? Why are you saying this now?
Because we could tell him that J.J. Abrams is going to be there.
Oh, my gosh. You interrupted his whole spiel to say that. Keep going, John.
J.J.
Abrams. Keep doing your thing, John.
J.J. Abrams, I can't confirm.
I'm telling you, he's going to be there.
7 o'clock at the Ark Bar at the Hyatt. We are doing a meetup after Hyatt. What did I say, Hyatt?
It's the Hyatt.
I'm thinking
you've said that a couple times because we always do a... Like a hi-hat.
Hi-hat. Yeah, so immediately after our panel, we're doing a group photo, and then we're heading right to the Hyatt Ark Bar, which is right in the center, right there, so you don't have to go too far. And come meet us. Come hang out with us. Other Star Wars Newsnet people are going to be there. We'll talk. We'll geek out. We'll nerd out. And then a bunch of other podcasts and bloggers and stuff are going to be there as well, starting around 7:30. So it's going to be a good time. So we hope to see you. So again, remember, 6 o'clock, our panel. Be there. We want to see you. We can't wait to see you. And if you can't make it, don't worry, because we are recording it and we will be posting it after Celebration on our YouTube channel and, of course, on our all podcast format. So don't worry. You'll be able to hear it and watch it even if you can't go to Celebration. So thank you, guys. Beyond that, I just, you know, want to tell people, I think we're going to be doing, you know, casual meetups throughout the weekend when we have free time. We may just drop something on Twitter saying, hey, we're going to be here now. And, you know, we're going to be doing this now. And we're going to have stuff to give away throughout the weekend. And I know we have a bunch of panels to attend. I don't know. What else can you guys throw in there right now that we can tell people?
We're already booking some interviews with some exhibitors and important people. So we're really excited about that. I'm excited to pin trade with people. So if you guys like to pin trade, I'm the one to find. I'm excited to go to panels. We know all the big panels for the weekend. I'd like to say I told you so about that Mandalorian panel.
You actually did. That Mandalorian panel got confirmed after the episode.
I know.
After we recorded, but before the episode aired. So it was funny.
You knew there was going to be one.
Yeah.
True. Other than that, yeah, guys, if you ever have any questions about Celebration, hit me up on Twitter. I worked a couple, went to one, know a lot of people that work it. So if you have any questions, I usually can help out the best I can. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are asking about the lottery, which by this time will already have happened for the panel. So I hope you guys had good luck. But yeah, I'm just super excited, guys. This is going to be the best week of my year. I just know it. And we're all set. We figured out our hotel. Woo! We're great. I'm excited.
One thing that I want to clear up, I know I've been hammering home the Patreon thing in terms of videos that we're going to be doing, which we are. We're going to be doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff, even like goofy stuff that we're going to be doing, any behind the scenes, just to bring you patrons pretty much with us on the experience. We're also, to make it completely clear, on Star Wars Newsnet, I'll be tweeting out from Star Wars Newsnet. Also, the team of Star Wars Newsnet is going to be posting our coverage on Star Wars Newsnet and our YouTube channel. We're going to be filming stuff, and it's going to be right on our public YouTube channel. So make sure you go to our Star Wars Newsnet YouTube channel, subscribe there. Click that. You'll get all of our coverage from the weekend right on the channel. So you don't have to be a patron for that. It is public. It's going to be there. We'll tweet out the videos. We'll make sure you guys have access to those. So if you can't go to Celebration, or even if you're at Celebration and at night you want to see some interviews or something, go to our YouTube channel. We got you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so excited for this, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't even know what to think. Cause like, I feel like every day I'm going to be like, what are we doing today? Go with the flow.
No, we'll have a full schedule. Lacey doesn't like to go with the flow. By the way, if you come up to me and say hi, please tell me who you are. Yeah. Please tell me who you are by like Twitter handle or something. Because I'm really bad with names. You guys know this. I read them out every week. I am terrible with names. Please tell me what your name is. I'm excited to meet you.
And if we've known you for like 2 years on Twitter and your avatar is a Boba Fett helmet, we're not going to know who you are. So just be like, hey, I'm this person. And be like, oh, yeah, that's right. Cool. So, if I pretend I don't know you, but I do know you, it's because I just didn't recognize you. So... come say hello. Hi. And again, this is my first Celebration, so I'm not a pro like Lacey. But you can find me at the Hyatt at 7 o'clock on Saturday. I know that much. And we're getting pizza at some point.
How is it not called the Akbar? It just drives me so
Maybe they change it for that weekend.
We'll see. I don't know. But every time you say meet us at the Ark Bar, I'm like, he's right, but he's so wrong.
It's a trap either way.
Isn't it time to...
Yeah, we're going to send it over to John William Hoey.
Okay, let's see if that sticks. All right, guys, we are 10 days away from this wonderful Star Wars Celebration. So on the count of 10, I'm just kidding.
April Fools.
Gotcha, got Lacey. She's like, I don't want to count to 10. Although by me talking now, we probably would have gotten a 10. So let's just punch it.
Punch it.
Punch it.
Got him. All right, guys. Werner Herzog has revealed he has a small role in The Mandalorian, playing a villain. That is all we know right now, but we know he is going to play a villain. And some people are already saying, oh, he's going to voice Bossk or something like that, because people saw images of Taika Waititi doing some ADR and voice work with IG-88 allegedly on the screen. So people are running wild with The Mandalorian. I'm curious to see what we're going to see at The Mandalorian panel on Sunday at Celebration. We'll be able to tell you guys everything that we saw, because I don't know if they're going to stream the footage from Mandalorian on the Star Wars YouTube channel or not. Maybe they'll just show the panel. We'll see. We'll let you guys know as much as we see, though, if you don't get access to it for sure. Next, speaking of Celebration, Master and Apprentice, Star Wars Celebration exclusive cover was revealed. I love it. I think it's one of the best covers I've ever seen. Yeah. I may buy just for the cover and take the cover off and frame it and put it on my wall. the book will be available for $45 at the convention. Now, what you got to do is go to the Del Rey booth, and they give out wristbands in the morning, so you can come back later when the sale happens, show them that you have the wristband, and then they sell you the book. The same thing I experienced at New York Comic Con. It's like kind of Del Rey's way of doing things to reduce lines and traffic.
And then there's a pin and a bag that comes with it, too.
Yeah, there's a Kenobi Obi-Wan. Kenobi Qui-Gon pin. Yeah, right. So if you're down with that and want the exclusive, go check it out. We may grab a couple of copies that we can give away on the podcast. We'll see how spry we're feeling for those wristbands that day. And then, guys, speaking of books, how about an audio-only book? How about a Count Dooku audio-only book? Delve into the history of the sinister Count Dooku in this audio original set in a galaxy far, far away. So this is the first time they're kind of doing this audio-only venture. James, do you have anything quickly you want to say about it? You seem very excited.
Oh, I cannot wait for this. I seriously think this took over my Master and Apprentice anticipation, because I have been, one of the very first things I ever said on this podcast was that the story that I want told is the Count Dooku, why he fell from the Jedi story, and they're finally doing it, and I'm so pumped that it's going to be, because I listen to the audiobooks and the audiobooks only, pretty much.
Right.
So to get like the audiobook version, but it's going to be like souped up, I feel like they're doing it for me, because it's going to have multiple actors portraying different characters and
that's
stuff,
cool.
So I'm like, yes, this is going to be so awesome. I hope it's a good story, but it's more about Ventress being taught by Count, and then like kind of piecing together like why is he the way that he is.
Yeah,
it's so awesome.
You hear names like Sifo Dyas and Qui-Gon Jinn. It's going to be loaded with a lot of familiar names, people we know, people we don't know so well.
And I've been rewatching Clone Wars just for those like Tyrannus and the Pike Syndicate episodes and stuff. I'm like, yes, this is so awesome.
It could be groundbreaking, and it could be something that they just start doing in the future if it becomes a big seller, and that's all that matters. If it sells, they'll do more of them. So if you dig the format, tell people. That's the best way to do it. And it says here, caught between the world of the Jedi, the ancient responsibilities of his lost home, and the alluring power of the relics, Dooku struggles to stay in the light even as the darkness begins to fall. So there you have it. That sounds very interesting to me. But what is also interesting to me is your question. So we're going to wrap up the Scoundrels Rundown right here. Send it over to Lacey to fire those up. So Chewie, my little friend here, get us out of here.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's time for Ask the Resistance. You've got Star Wars questions. Hopefully we have some pretty good Star Wars answers.
I've been wondering, what are midichlorians?
So we're going to kick it off with Ryan Simmy. At Ryan Scott 00. I love that he changed his last name for me. Ryan, you are the best. he asks, with a title coming at Star Wars Celebration Chicago, is it possible JJ hits us with a full-blown trailer and not a teaser? Ryan, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to get a title. You're going to get a trailer, not a teaser. You'll get a trailer because it's been so long that they need to get this out there. From my understanding, from what I've heard from insiders...
Ooh.
Is that
Inside Edition?
Yeah, insiders. Is that this is the first stop on their marketing tour for episode 9. That being said, they need to kick this thing into full sprint, like full swing. And the way they're going to do that is with a full trailer and a title. And not only that, from what I hear, double digits of guests in this panel, this episode 9 panel, like double digit amount of chairs. So
10.
More than 10.
20.
So
11.
Yeah, just consider that everybody that you'd want to be on this panel could possibly be on this panel. So nice. Yes, you will definitely get a full-blown trailer. I think if he had already given a teaser, I would say, oh yeah, it's a possibility of getting a teaser, but because we've heard nothing, I think JJ's gonna go with the full trailer. But yeah, thanks for your question. Next is Blog of the Hut at Blog of the Hut. And he asks, my favorite comic in Legends was Star Wars Legacy because it jumped 100 years into the future and created a fresh story. Do you think this kind of time jump would ever happen in a movie or other story? And would you like to see it if it did? James, what do you think?
Absolutely. I think that a lot of people have issue with more and more. I listen to people talk about movies and even specifically Star Wars. There's this whole thing of like I'm going to use this as an example, but like the Cassian Andor thing, like I don't want to see a show about Cassian Andor because I already know what happens to him. So anytime he's ever in a sticky situation, I'm like, oh, but I know he makes it out. Right. There's like this kind of stigma.
Not every situation.
Well, every situation in the show.
Sheriff Byrne. Yeah.
Scarif Byrne.
Literally.
The answer may surprise you.
Yeah.
And the answer may turn you into dust.
I think that's one of the things that people really like about 7, 8, and 9 is because there's this like we don't know what's going to happen aspect to it. So even if they were to go like we say like, oh, we go like way back, like Old Republic, 1,000 years ago, whatever, it's still... we still know what it's going to happen. So anytime they ever reference like that'll never happen, we're like, but we know it does, you know, there's always this kind of like wink aspect to it. So anytime they ever want to go into the future, that's good. And actually I kind of like the 100 years. That's the whole, like, it's not quite, but like, that's the Harry Potter thing. Like they did like 1920s. And that means that like, you're not going to see specific characters, like you only really see like a couple characters,
like hot,
you
know? Dumbledore,
like, yeah, like old characters.
Is that his first name?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Jude Law in a hot pantsuit.
Yeah, hot. He plays Dumbledore. Hot Dumbledore.
Hyatt. Yes. Dumbledore.
Yes.
Yes.
Hyatt. No, but to answer your question, yep, I think that's totally awesome, and they should do it. About 100 years is a good jump, I think.
Nice. Next is Darth Hurricane at Darth Hurricane. And he asks, any idea what your schedule will be for Celebration Week in terms of podcasts? What about short-term news updates for those of us that are unable to make it? You know, I kind of feel bad for people that can't make it, but we're going to try to bring you guys there as much as we can. John, do you have any schedule updates for those people that aren't possibly going to make it? And what our schedule looks like leading into Celebration?
Yeah, so... can I talk about the guest?
Sure.
Okay. I'll let you do that because it's your friend. But so okay. Darth, Mr. Kane, if you may. so I kind of answered this before, and I'm an idiot because I write the show notes and I knew that this question was here. But anyway, yeah, again, to plug it twice. Yeah, our podcast, we're doing one podcast ourselves, and it is going to be, again, Saturday, April 13th at 6 o'clock on the first floor of the convention at the podcast stage. I think it's like 193 A and B. I forget the name of the room. But you don't need obviously a lottery or anything. You just show up and come on in, and it's going to be great. It's about an hour or so. And then we're going to the ARC bar, which James calls the ARC bar, at the Hyatt right there. So you don't have to travel too far. And we're going to do a hangout immediately following the podcast, and we'll be able to hang out, meet up, and all that stuff. And then in terms of our schedule, Lacey alluded to earlier, we are starting to set up some interviews with some folks from toys and merch to other guests.
I think he means, by the way, not just to cut you off, but I think he also means leading into Celebration. Then after Celebration, are we skipping any episodes?
Oh, no. So we're not skipping, as far as I know. We may, the week of that Celebration ends, we may not have episodes, but we're going to have a bunch of video content in lieu of that that we'll put on the podcast feeds as well. But Lacey, why don't you say who on the episode that airs the day Celebration starts, who's going to be joining us on the podcast?
You'll have to wait and see.
Oh.
But I promise, brutal. It's one that's worth it because it's someone that you're going to want to listen to and know about when you head to Celebration.
J.J. Abrams, I told you.
I thought it's Benicio Del Toro. That's
who I told you guys. Geez. Oh, you already heard it. I already talked
Darth,
about it.
I promise earlier. We'll announce it soon. We just want to get some official notice. But yes, I promise you, it's going to happen.
I'll tell you privately. No, I'm kidding. all right, yeah, but that's pretty much the gist. We are going to keep everyone up to date on our schedule as it kind of fills itself out as we're 10 days away, but we are setting some cool stuff up. And yeah, we're not taking too many breaks. So if we are, like I said, missing any episodes the week right after Celebration, you know, we'll try to get our podcast panel up as an episode, obviously. And we have a bunch of other content that'll keep everyone satisfied. And then we're going to get right back after it, as far as I know. So unless we all get con colds and we're out on the shelf for a while, but hopefully not.
Never.
But yeah, we'll be there. And again, a YouTube channel and on Star Wars News Net. Be with us, because if you're not there, you'll be there with us, and you can go right to the YouTube channel, get all our coverage right from the convention every day. And of course, Star Wars News Net as well.
Right. And we'll be doing like live reactions, live interviews, stuff like that we're planning to upload immediately. Like, we're not waiting to upload
and
it.
Like running on the floor and doing crazy stuff.
Like meeting all the Kylos.
And you guys doing giving me anxiety.
And doing is the going up to people, doing the Billy on the street, is Kylo Ren going to be redeemed thing.
That might actually be the best time to do it, John, and not in a Target where no one knows what we're talking about. That was an eye-opening experience, by the way.
We tried.
When John and I tried to do it in a Target and no one knew what we were talking about. That was that moment that we were like, wow, we're in a bubble. Yeah, and the guy was in the Star Wars aisle.
And he was like, no.
Yeah, and his kid was like, no way.
No.
All right. And last but not least is Kyle Larson. Hi, Kyle.
Kyle.
At Kyle D. Larson. He's
one familiar.
Of our friends from Star Wars News Net. He did an amazing review of Queen Shadow. So check that out, guys. He's doing reviews all the time. He is the best. I got to hang out with him this past year in Portland. He is a lovely human being and the best. Okay. So Kyle says, hey, gang. Hi, Kyle. Do you think we're going to get that Ben Solo book announcement next month at Star Wars Celebration Chicago? I love Claudia Gray. So do I. Though I'd be happy if James Luceno wrote it. Longtime listener, first time caller. So let's all answer this quickly. James, what do you think?
Actually, I want you to go first, Lacey, because you had a really awesome answer for this that changed my opinion last time. What was it?
I love Kylo Ren, and I can't wait to see this book come out.
No. I mean, like, for real, though. It had something to do with Claudia Gray was putting focus on Master and Apprentice or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was about Lost Stars 2, wasn't it?
What? What are you talking about? I've always said I wanted this book.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Do we think that it's going to be announced? It makes sense to me that it would be announced.
What? Yes, absolutely. I think it's going to be announced in, she has a solo panel that she titled, I think it's like going from fan fiction writer to author, which I find is a very interesting nowadays topic. There are a lot of very talented fan fiction writers out there. So I think that's going to be a cool panel that I will be attending. But yeah, I think she's totally going to announce this book. I think this is a book that's going to come out after episode 9, though. John, what do you think?
It won't be announced at Celebration. If it would, it would be at the Lucasfilm publishing panel, probably. Not the fan fiction panel.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said miss that one. That was a not miss, the publishing panel.
You're right, and because they'll probably announce something cool like Thrawn 5 or whatever. here's Timothy Zahn. He's like, everybody still like me? Here I am. But Claudia Gray, I don't know that she's necessarily going to write the Ben Solo book if it happens, because she kind of said, I'm busy doing Lost Stars. Ben is fine on his own right now, or something like that. She alluded to that she wasn't doing it in a response to somebody. But I was there when she said she wanted to do it. That was 2 years ago, though, at that New York Comic Con. But I do think they are going to announce it at New York Comic Con this fall. And I agree with Lacey. It is going to come out after episode 9, because that makes perfect sense. We'll see who writes it. If it winds up being Claudia Gray, because she's done with Master and Apprentice, that would be cool. But I don't think we're getting an announcement at Celebration. I think they're going to wait till New York Comic Con at the Lucasfilm Publishing Panel in October. So I think,
or
like
San Diego.
Like, I hope not, but I'm thinking, Kyle, October 7th-ish, New York, and hopefully I'm there.
Interesting. Well, guys, thank you so much for your questions. If you want to be on the show and have me read your handle and we could discuss it, shoot us a tweet at RBATSWNN, or you could tweet us at hashtag AskTheResistance. Mm-hmm. We love Star Wars questions, so send them our way. Back to you, John.
Yes, and yeah, please do use the hashtag, because I don't know what's going on half the time when our responses.
We get. I'd also like to say stuff. For once, I didn't mess anything up. Guys, this is quite the day for me.
Yes.
Back and she to did, you, John, again.
And she didn't mention Kylo Ren once in this episode. So that's the first time ever. I'm kidding. No,
I
did. She did.
Yes, I did.
April Fools. Bing! all right, guys. I have to first thank a long list of people. Our Patreon generals. Here we go. Adam Odell, Carmelo, a.k.a. A Gray Jedi, Brian Shalito, Don Boring, and Aaron Quinton, and Val Trichkoff. That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 generals on our Patreon page.
Nuts.
Those of you who have been generals for a while there and you're new generals.
Alphabet Squadron.
We have a half dozen generals. There are Alphabet Squadron of generals. You guys are the squadron. Best. Thank you so much. And thanks to all of our patrons. Every week we have new people, whether it's pilots, lieutenants, commanders, admirals, generals. You guys are the absolute best. Thank you so much. We're getting closer and closer to our third goal, which would be a Rogue One commentary. I know James is getting fired up about that because that's probably that's one of his favorite Star Wars movies.
I did it for James, by the way. That's why the next one is Rogue One.
Where's Empire?
I've been kicking around if I like Rogue One more than Force Awakens.
I know.
I'm just going to say that. Since
I met James, if someone was to ask me what's his favorite movie, I'd say Rogue One.
I think so too. I agree. Guys, thank you again so much to all our patrons. Again, you know, like I said, a lot of our public videos are going to be available to everybody, of course, on our YouTube channel and stuff. But we are going to do a lot of behind the scenes, really cool, fun stuff. Maybe even doing some videos from a pizza place in Chicago on our Patreon
pizza
page.
Pizza place.
We'll see. But thank you so much for all your support. You're going to have a blast with our exclusive
pizza
content.
Planet.
On the Patreon page and then beyond, of course. This year is going to be absolutely huge, so we're going to do a lot of great stuff for you guys. So again, thank you all to our patrons. Patreon.com/resistancebroadcast. Join the resistance. We love you guys. Speaking of joining the resistance, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast twice a week. iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, Google Play, a bunch of other places. Wherever you like to listen or watch us, subscribe. Get on board, because twice a week, guys, we are coming at you all the time. It never stops. The base is always open. Make sure you guys head to StarWarsNewsNet.com for all of your latest news, reviews, editorials, information, and more. And again, a lot of coverage from Celebration going to be right there on Star Wars News Net, coming from our awesome team. What else, guys? You can obviously T Public. You know where to find our stuff. Look up Resistance Broadcast. Tons of stuff, including our Thank the Maker shirt. Our George Lucas shirt is selling well. So thank you, everyone who has bought those. And Gary the Porg is back.
Love Hey-o.
Him. He's back. His sticker will be there at Celebration. And of course, us. You guys can find me on Twitter at Johnny Hoey and writing and editing over at Star Wars News Net. And in 10 days, well, 9 days from now, I'm going to be stuffing my face with some pizza with Scott J-Row and these guys over here.
And John will have been with me for 12 hours.
And I will hopefully have survived. So I'll see all of you in Chicago in addition
Delta
to
Comfort.
My usual places. Yeah. Yes. James,
Free
how about
drinks.
You, man?
You guys can follow me on my Instagram where I do like artwork, colored pencils, watercolor, stuff like that, of a lot of Star Wars fan art. Also a lot of Power Rangers and Hey Arnold fan art. But you can find me at RayloFan42069. That's where I do most of my stuff. DM me if you guys want to buy any of my stuff.
RayloFan42069?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I have the Meyer Trunks thing, but like I don't really post on that very much. So if you guys want to come over and check out my fan art, it's over there on Instagram.
Nice. Lacey, what about you?
People can find me on Twitter, and this is not a joke, at Lacey Gillerin, where I talk about Star Wars and give you guys celebration tips and yeah, tell John he's the worst. What? Retweet Raylo people because I actually think that stuff is legitimate.
John said he was going to send me to get him popcorn during episode 9.
Well, we have that. One of our listeners had asked us, do you think over under 2 hours and 38 minutes? And James
was
way under.
James said under, and Lacey and I said over. I'm like, well, then, James, once if we hit that mark, you have to leave the theater. And you have to get us popcorn. So
I didn't even put that together. I thought you were just saying it's going to be a long movie and I have to go get your popcorn.
No, you're going to leave when you say the movie's over.
Only because you said it will be under, yeah.
You're going to miss the whole Bendemption scene. They're gonna. Yeah. You're going to have to get up and leave.
People are on Avengers fever right now. Episode 9 will be 3 hours. Look at Avengers.
I mean, give me a 6 hour Star Wars movie.
Yeah, you say that, they gave you Last Jedi, and you're like yeah, it's kind of long.
What'd I say?
No, I say we all say that, and then we got Last Jedi, and we're like, eh, it's kind of long.
I never said that. I loved it. Give me as long Star Wars movie as possible, please.
I said it was a little long. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Well,
okay.
You know what's not? You know what is long? This outro. So, guys, we will be back with you on Thursday, and guess what? It's only going to be 1 week away from Celebration, which means only 1 week away from that trailer. So we're going to do our final shot, our final guesses of what we're going to see in the Episode 9 trailer, our final title guesses. You know what mine is. And we'll see you. So enjoy your weeks. We'll be right back with you on Thursday. So make sure you're packing your bags and get ready for Celebration. But if not, keep listening to the podcast because you have nothing else to do. And we'll see you around, kids.
Bye. Thank you for being friends.